Hello, warriors. Welcome to A Spiritual Warrior, a podcast that helps faith-based individuals mature spiritually through the Word of God, prayer, and application. I'm your host, Shatoya Antoine, and I pray that this episode blesses you. So let's get started.
Good morning. Happy Monday. Thank you all so much for tuning in once again for our time of devotion and prayer. I pray that you all are well and that you had a great and amazing weekend. We are going to go ahead and get started for today's topic that God has given me. And I believe last week I said that we will talk about this as well as I share briefly towards the end of last week's devotional. So today's topic is do what God told you to do. So in order for us to do what God has told us to do, obedience is required. But there are also a few other things that are required in addition to our obedience as well. So one, we have to make sure that we are able to discern the voice of God. I know sometimes we may hear something and think like God is at you, or maybe I heard you wrong. And many times we may think that because it's not something that we want to do. It's not something that we had planned to do. And we are just at a point where it's like, okay, am I supposed to be doing this, God, or am I hearing you wrong? And then that's when confusion starts to set in. But we know that God is not a God of confusion. He is a God of peace. So as you begin to discern the voice of God, ask God to give you peace with whatever it is that he has spoken to you, with whatever it is that you feel like you have even heard. And in discerning when God is speaking, know that God speaks in many different ways, and he speaks to people in different ways. The way that he may speak to me may not be, you know, a way that he speaks to you, but he can speak through people. God can speak through situations and circumstances. He can speak through your thoughts and your ideas, but primarily God speaks through his word. And I know sometimes for me, God speaks to me through signs. And I've shared this story before a few years ago. I forgot to pray before I left out the house, and I got to a stoplight, and a stoplight that I had stopped at before, that I had always seen before. And it literally was a sign at the stoplight that said pray. And just a reminder for me to pray because I had forgot. So that's just one example of a sign that God can send forth or allow you to be able to see, and knowing that it came from him. And sometimes God speaks through numbers, but please be clear that even though God may speak through numbers, like don't go and Google a number. What you're going to find is angel numbers and numerology, which is used to help you interpret your future. And those are things that are not of God. If you see numbers and it's something that you continue to keep seeing, ask God to reveal that to you. Like biblical numbers, we know like the number of seven is the number of completion. Sometimes for me, I may see triple numbers, and I'll see them like all the time. I'll see them on license plates. I'll flip to a page or whatever it is. I may see triple numbers. So for me, what I do, for example, one time I seen 333. I kept seeing triple threes. So ask the Holy Spirit to guide you in God's word in order to determine what those numbers mean. Do not go Googling numbers. So for me at that time, Jeremiah 33:3. Reads, call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. There was another time I kept seeing triple ones and going to God's word, and God revealed to me Deuteronomy 1:11, which is, may the Lord, the God of your ancestors, increase you 1,000 times and bless you as he has promised. So that is another way that God can speak to you. And as we seek to understand the voice of God, pray for clarity, pray for understanding, seek the Holy Spirit because he is the one who guides into all truth. So if it's anything that you may be confused about, seek God and seek the Holy Spirit, and knowing that God is the one who will always guide you into all truth. Another thing to do is to pray. The Bible tells us that if we lack wisdom, that we should ask God because he gives it generously.
Even for us to have be still time, and I talk about this all the time, literally going into a quiet place and space where it is just you and God, all distractions are removed. You're able to get into a quiet place and seek God with your whole heart. And not just seeking and praying, but also being still and quiet, because many times we go to God in prayer and we pray and we get up and leave or walk away and continue to do on what we want to do. And many times when we pray, God has an answer or a word for us even in that moment. So just encouraging you all to have be still time often as well. Obviously, one of the primary ways that God speaks is through his word. And we know that Psalm 119, 105 states that your word is a lamp to my feet and a light into my path. So going into God's word, like if you don't know what God's word says, it's going to be difficult for you to be able to understand when he's speaking and if it's something that's of him or not as well. Number four is also encouraging you to put your will aside. Many times we have our own plans and we want to do what we want to do and in our timing and not seeking the Lord for what his will is and what his plan is. So don't miss what God is trying to do in and through you, because it doesn't look like how you think it's supposed to look like right now. We all know that Isaiah 55 verses 8-9 tells us that, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts." So just knowing that what we think and what we want is not always God's best for us. So many times we may be holding up our own future and destiny because we're trying to do what we want and not what God wants us to do. Another thing is to encourage you to stop making excuses. There are consequences for disobedience. There are consequences for delayed obedience. Delayed obedience is still disobedience. And we also have to stop making the excuse that we don't know if it's God or not. I've just given you guys a few steps to take and being able to confirm what you've heard or the thoughts that may be in your head, if they are from God or not. Also, for us to stop allowing fear to hold us back. We know that God has not given us the spirit of fear. We may be afraid of what may happen, but just know that if God has called you to a particular thing, if he's called you to do a particular thing, then he's going to bring you through it and he's going to lead and guide you along the way. So ask for God's help. We know that God did not intend for us to do anything alone. We can't do anything alone. He is always with us. He is always guiding us. And one of my favorite scriptures is Zechariah 4:6. It's not by might, not by power, but it is by his spirit. So it is nothing that you are, well, you can do some things on your own, but you are not going to get the outcome that God intends for you to have. So today I encourage you all to make a vow and a commitment to do what God has called you to do, whether it is apply for a new job, whether God is calling you to move to a new state or quit your job, and make sure you hear from God. I'm not encouraging anybody to quit their job if God has not called and told you to do that. But I also want us to stop living in fear and using even this pandemic as an excuse. God is still allowing others to prosper even in the midst of this pandemic. If God has called you to write a book, to start a ministry, if God has called you to forgive someone, pick up the phone and call them. It may have been a conversation that's difficult for you to have, but if it's something that God has told you to do, do it and be obedient. For many of you, God has called for you to start even a business within the midst of this pandemic, and you don't understand where funds are going to come from or how it's even going to be able to take off. But if God has given you a new idea, step into it. Don't use the excuse that, well, nobody else is doing it or anything like that. God has called you to do unique things, and he's called you to do it in ways that only you can do it. If God has called you to start a prayer call, a Bible study, don't use the excuse that it's thousands of prayer calls and Bible studies going on. There are specific people that God has called for you to reach. For many of you, God has taken and brought you through some difficult things, some miracles that have happened in your life, and he wants you to be able to share your testimony with other people. And I always say that the longer you take to do what God has called you to do, the longer you hold someone else up from their future and what God is trying to do in their life. So So you may be the answer to somebody's prayer. You may be the light in somebody's life right now. It may be something that they need, and whatever it is that God has called you to do or to share, they are waiting on you. For me, even with doing a spiritual warrior in these Bible scripture challenges, as many times that I didn't want to do it or even wanted to quit doing it, God always sends somebody who shares a testimony of how a spiritual warrior or how these prayer calls and devotions have been such a blessing to their life. So always keep that in mind, and don't worry about what other people may think. If God has called you to do something, move to please God and not to please people. We know that God has a hope in the future and plans for us, but we have to also make sure that we are doing our part so that we are able to fulfill that. So I pray that that has blessed you on today. We will go ahead and go in prayer as we close out. As always, if you guys have any prayer requests, some of you put them in the comments, and others message them to me or email them to me, and I'll pray for them afterwards. So that is perfectly fine. But just asking for you all to just assume a posture of prayer as we go before the Lord in prayer on this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for this day, oh God. We thank you, Father, for waking us up this morning. We thank you, Father, for allowing us to not only just experience another day, but to experience another week, to be able to experience another month, and even allowing us to just be able to push through this entire year, Lord. We thank you, Father, for all that it is that you have provided for us, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are our provision. We thank you, Father, that there's nothing that's too difficult or too hard for you to do, Lord. We thank you that you keep us in mind each and every day, Lord, that you have a plan for our life, that there are specific things that you intend for us to accomplish, oh God. So I ask right now, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you will help us. Help us, Father, to be obedient to the things that you have called us to do, the things that you desire for us to do, the things that you have placed us on this earth for, oh God. We all have a specific purpose, a calling, an assignment, Father, and I just ask, Lord, that we may not leave this earth without fulfilling it, Lord. So we just ask that you will allow your Holy Spirit to lead and guide us in all truth, oh God. I ask, Father, that you will give us clarity and confirmation on all things that you have spoken to us, anything that may be lingering in our minds where we are trying to determine and discern whether it comes from you, Lord. I ask, Father, that you will give us a clear sign in helping us to be able to determine if those things are coming from you or not, Lord. So I ask right now, Father, that you will heighten our level of discernment in this hour, oh God. I ask, Father, that you will make things plain, simple, and clear for us, Lord. And I ask that as you continue to speak to us and to reveal the plans that you have for our lives, Lord, that you help us to walk in those things without fear, as we know that you have not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind, oh God. I pray, Father, that you will remove all distractions and hindrances out the way. I pray, Lord, that you will help us to be radically obedient, that whatever it is that you have called for us to do, that we give you your yes, and that we do it no matter what it takes, Father, no matter what it looks like. So I ask, Lord, that you will help us to be able to put our plans and our will to the side so that we are able to follow after all the things that you want us to do, Lord. I ask, Father, that you will give us wisdom, that you give us knowledge and understanding, Father. I pray, Lord, that you will remove any double-minded spirit that is within us, oh God. I ask, Lord, that you will remove all confusion. I ask, Father, that you will even give us peace, Lord. We thank you, Father, that our thoughts are not like yours. We thank you that they are higher. And we just ask, Father, that you will continue to reveal your will, your plan, and your purpose for our lives, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will forgive us for times where we have been disobedient, Lord. We ask, Father, that you will forgive us for any unforgiveness that lies in our hearts right now, Father. I ask, Lord, that you will continue to do a work in each and every one of us, softening our hearts, oh God. If there's any person that we need to even forgive at this moment, Lord, I just ask that you will allow us to be able to submit and humble ourselves, oh God, that you give us a humble heart and humble spirit, knowing that just as you forgive us for the things that we have done wrong, that we are to forgive others for the things that they have done wrong as well, Lord. We ask, Father, that you will continue to keep a hedge of protection around each and every one of us, Father. We ask, Lord, that you will keep us from danger seen and unseen. I ask, Lord, that you will send forth your heavenly angels, oh God, to watch over us and camp all around us, oh God, to keep us from the attacks and the plans of the enemy as well. Lord, we know that just as you have plans for our lives, the enemy does as well. But we thank you, Father, that he does not have power over you. We thank you, Father, that you have even given us authority to cast down attacks of the enemy, oh God. So I pray, Lord, that you will help us daily, not just today, but each and every day that we wake up, for us to be able to put on the full armor of God so that we are able to withstand the attacks of the enemy, Lord. I ask that any assignments that the enemy has over our lives, any plans, any strategies, any tactics, oh God, I just pray, Father, that you will abort and abolish them right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. I ask, Lord, that you will be our shield, that you will be our protector, that you will be our refuge, and that you will be our fortress, Lord. So we thank you. We ask that you will continue to keep your hand upon this world, upon this nation, oh God. We ask, Father, that you will allow a cure and healing for this virus, Lord. We pray that all those who have COVID right now, I just ask, Lord, that you will touch and heal their bodies right now, oh God. I pray, Father, that you will heal their minds, oh God. I ask that you will help them to be free of COVID, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you will allow us to be free from COVID, that no matter where we go, one, for us to be able to take the necessary precautions, but just praying and covering ourselves even right now, oh God, with the blood of Jesus Christ, that no COVID shall enter our bodies, that no COVID shall enter our homes, oh God, that you will keep us covered and protected, Father. We ask, Lord, that you will be with the doctors and nurses and medical staff, oh God, all those who are working in hospitals. Hospitals are even filling up right now, oh God, but we are still trusting and believing in who you are and what you are capable of doing. So we thank you, Father, that you are Jehovah Rapha, oh God, that you are the Lord who heals, and that this virus is not above you, Lord. As you continue to work healing in our nation, Father, I just pray for revival. I pray for revival in our spiritual lives, oh God, that you will continue to draw us close and near to you, for us to come before you, Father, daily repentant of our sins, as we know that we are not perfect. We fall short daily. We make mistakes daily. We say and even think things that are not like you, oh God. So I pray, Father, that you will give us a mind of Christ, that you will help us to think as you would think, that you will help us to move and walk as you would, oh God. So I ask, Father, that you will continue to prune us, that you will continue to do a new thing in our life, oh God, that you will help us to walk boldly in our purpose and our plan and the plans that you have for our life as well, oh God. We ask, Lord, that you will even continue to be with parents and children as we are even closing the school year out. There has been many challenges. There has been many difficulties that not just children and parents have faced, but even staff and teachers and administration as well, Lord. So I just pray, Father, that you will give them a sound mind, that you will give them peace that surpasses all human understanding, that you will help them through all of the challenges that they are even facing right now, oh God. I ask, Lord, that you will help them all and even us to know that this is something that's just temporary. But I pray, Lord, that as you have us in this pandemic, that you will even help us to learn the things that you want us to learn during this time. There's a lesson in everything. There's something that you want to speak and to deposit into each and every one of us, oh God. And I pray, Lord, that none of us missed it. So we ask, Father, that you will continue to keep us and watch over us, be with us, guide, lead, and order our steps even on this week, Lord. I pray that you will help us to be able to have be still time where we are able to come to you in prayer, where we are able to come to you reading your word. I ask that you will even lead us and guide us to things that you would even want us to read during this time. I ask, Father, that you will just give us divine revelation, give us divine strategies for the plans that you have for us and the things that you want us to do, Lord. So continue to keep us and watch over us, Lord. We thank you, we praise you, and we ask all these things in your precious son, Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So I do want you all to ask God what it is that you that he wants you guys to read during this time. But I also want you something that God spoke to me even this week, for you guys to read the first few chapters of Revelation, and specifically the letters to the seven churches. And we know that God is calling us to repent, that God is calling us back to him. But I do believe that in whatever season of our life, many times that we fall under one of those categories as far as the churches that God is speaking to, the loveless church, the persecuted church. So go ahead and read the first few chapters of Revelation and just allow God to minister to your heart and spirit and allow him to be able to show you some things that maybe you need to be doing during this last part of the year to get closer to him, and even praying for other people who may fall under the specific churches that that is in the first few chapters of Revelation. Sorry. So the seven churches, the seven letters to the seven churches, and just seeking God on whatever it is that he desires for you to be reading during this time.
Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. Make sure that you check out the show notes, and I'll chat with you next time. Be blessed.